I want to thank my sponsor for my study, it's University of Pittsburgh of Cancer Institute and Hans Foundation. And we know that study of cancer trends can be used to characterize current and future demands for healthcare and to suggest etiology hypotheses. And we care about the avoidable cause of unexplained patterns. And we know that change in medical practice and multiplicity of risk factors, which include personal behavior such as smoking and those related to carcinogen in air, water, and food, can affect the cancer trends. And one simple approach to distinguish the change is to divide primary site-specific cancer into three broad categories. And first is tobacco-related cancer, and second is screen-detectable cancer, and the cancer unrelated to those two. Tobacco-related cancer includes primary cancer, have causal association with current and former tobacco use, where 100% of the proportional attributable cancer risk tied with smoking was adapted. Here we use 100% of tobacco-related cancer provides a conservative approach, since we know that not 100% of cancer caused by smoking. And then we include in tobacco-related cancer, the screening detectable cancer includes primary cancer where shift the incidence can be attributable at least in part to variation in the use of medical technologies for early cancer detection. And by the definition, we know that cancer incidence unrelated to tobacco screening is a residual category that constitutes a disease collection where variation in incidence cannot easily be attributed to changes to tobacco or medical care, include the treatment and screening. And compared to outside of cancer combined, cancer unrelated to tobacco or screening may be a more specific indicator of general environmental influence of cancer risk, such as occupational exposure. And the specific end of my study is to summarize U.S. cancer trends for these three broad categories that include tobacco-related cancer, screen-detectable cancer, and cancer unrelated to tobacco screening. And we perform APC analysis by characterizing race and gender-specific incidence in terms of temporal pattern associated with age, calendar year, which we call period effect, and year of birth, we also call cohort effect. And we try to distinguish the need for research in investigating controllable factors that may account for these patterns. And for the material method, we use SEER-STAT to collect the data, and we select CA9 registry. And the tobacco-related cancer include oral cavity and pharynx, esophagus, pancreas, larynx, and lung, bronchus, urinary bladder, kidney, and renal pelvis. And for screening detectable cancer, we select prostate, female breast, cervix, and colon rectal cancer. And for those categories, we include lymphoma. And the third category will be the cancer unrelated to tobacco screening. And we also focus on NHL, which cancer side, we have known that in the past 2 decades is increasing. And cancer side selection according to the ICD-03. And first, we use joint point regression to simpler describe the time change over the past 30 years. And then we also use age period cohort analysis by using Poisson regression. The APC model estimates the natural log of age-specific cancer incidence as a function of age, time period, and birth cohort. And parameterized APC model, it decomposed each effect into 2 parts. First part is linear effect due to time, and the effect expressed as deviation added to the linear effect. For each APC model, we plot deviation as a function of the relevant time variable. The deviation sum to zero. We also interpreted the increasing deviation to represent a situation where the effect from consecutive time interval act to increase cancer risk. Let's say that when the deviation is positive, we say that it inserts the pressure of a positive pressure into the cancer risk. And the parameterized APC model can uniquely identify the sum of two parameters. We also call it drift. That can represent a linear effect due to time period and first cohort. And we exponentiate drift to calculate average annual percentage change. The AAPC represents age-independent relevant change in cancer risk associated with a temporal change of 1 year in duration. And then we also calculate 25-year generational risk, which we assume that one generation is 25 years, and the generational risk of cancer rate in one generation versus the previous generation, such as daughter versus mother and son versus their father. And let's see the result. After the figure 1, we see that age-adjusted tobacco-related cancer incidence corrected for reporting delay for 20 to 84 years old persons, and according to the gender and race. And the line shows the joint point regression fit for white and black men and women. And we see that for the solid line is for men, and the dot line is for women. Here we see that the men have decreasing since 1980s, but the decreasing weren't seen in women. And the figure 2 is for cancer related to screening. And we see that in late 1980s, there is a sudden increase for men. And we know that it's artifact for the improvement of diagnosis and screening for PSA. And regarding women, we didn't see any decreasing patterns here. It's pretty stable for the past 30 years. And figure 3 is the cancer unrelated to smoking or screening. And we see that for the solid line in men, we can see there is slight decrease for the recent year. However, in women, we didn't see the decrease. It seems to a little bit increasing in recent years. And for the last figure 4 is NHO, age-adjusted incidence. And we see that white men has a high survey compared to other race and gender group. And for men, we see that in 1990s, around 1990s, it start to increasing. And we know that NHO is AIDS-related cancer, and we know that the start increasing is related to the AIDS treatment, improvement of AIDS treatment. And then the reason why in women it continues the increasing for the past 30 years is the question we want to ask, why the pattern comes from. And then for the next table is the results from the APC analysis. And as we see, tobacco-related cancer is decreased in men, and we see AAPC is negative. However, it's 0.9 in white women and 0.3 in black women. And the cohort and period parameters is significant in these four race and gender group. And for screen detectable cancer, we see that the AAPC is higher in men compared to women. And we'll focus on the cancer unrelated to tobacco at screening. We see that white men has highest AAPC is 1.2. And then, however, in black men and women, they all have almost 1 AAPC for the past 30 years. And we see the NHO, they have highest AAPC for this four gender and race group. However, the cohort parameters is not significant in NHO. And we also see that regarding GR25, the generational risk, NHL has highest GR25 compared to other cancer. And the next figure is the result from cancer and result from the age-specific incidence correct for reporting delay, the birth cohort-specific effect added to the linear effect due to the birth cohort. And now we more care about the recent year's patterns, and we see that if the pattern is positive, it says the cohort effect insert a positive pressure on the cancer risk. And here we see that in white women, for the first category is tobacco-related, is increasing in recent year. However, if we see the third line in the other cancer side, we see it seems to be positive. The cohort effect seems to add a positive pressure on the cancer increase. And because of smaller sample size, we see the NHL deviation is more fluctuated. And since it's not significant, I don't explain more. And next figure is the period effect added to a linear effect due to the period. And we see that almost all the race and gender group have a negative pressure for the time period effect added to the recent cancer risk. And in the discussion, we think that the tobacco-related cancer incidence is increased in men, but decreased in men, but it seems to increase in women. And especially in white women born after 1950 to 1959, experiencing an increased pressure in incidence. And we also think that it may relate to the recent birth cohort adapted to smoking in young women. And regarding screen detectable cancer incidence, the increase possible related to increased mammography and prostate-specific antigen screening. And relative to their parents, white women and men in recent birth cohort has more than a twofold increased risk of cancer incidence and related to tobacco screening. And NHL risk increase over time, a pattern that is also evidence in several industrial countries. I didn't show here, but from the review we can know that. Demands for chemotherapy and related service, which are already limited by personnel and resources, will continue to increase. And we know that cancer have increased beyond that attributable smoking, aging, or improved screening here. And we cannot determine the underlying reason for this persistent trend based on my study. Therefore, we need to determine where social or environmental conditions may account for these trends in order to lay the groundwork for preventive public policies. And I want to say that what's significant of this study is that we know that there are available data that we can use it to indicate and explain persistent increases in cancer. And the hypothesis should be developed to account for these trends. So the improved information on occupational or environmental histories is critical to understanding their contribution to cancer patterns. So, and the last I want to ask myself, in the war of the cancer, do we win the war, or what should we do in the next? Thank you. If I look at the smoking prevalence, the smoking prevalence is not decreased as much as in black men, that's what I know. And for the reason why it's not, other than smoking prevalence, I'm not quite sure here. Yeah. But do you have any idea or suggestion? Maybe occupational and environmental other things that drive some of the blue collar have higher percentage in black women? Yeah, probably.
I actually have a question. You talked about the fact that the increase in mammography and PSA could be driving the increase in incidence, mm-hmm. and that completely makes sense. Could you, you would expect that there maybe you would see that in later years, not 1976, but maybe from 99 to 2003, the end of your analysis, that you'd see that same trend with colorectal cancer screening, mm-hmm. because there's been such an increase in screening.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I think for breast cancer screening, I don't see much increase in recent year, because I have seen the late review that breast cancer actually is decreasing. The screening prevalence actually is decreasing in recent year.
Okay, then I must have misunderstood one of your last slides, because I thought you had said that the increase was...
Okay. Yeah. The AAPC, the calculation of the AAPC is used 30 years incidence, and I focus in the recent year. Okay. Or